All right, so today we're really going down the rabbit hole. We're tackling mundane music.
Mundane music. Not a ton to go on, which is honestly part of what makes it so intriguing.
Right, like more mystery, more to uncover. So we've got this tagline, just Mundea Music Mundea. Super simple, maybe even a little strange, but
It's catchy though, right? You hear it and it sticks with you. Almost like
kind of hypnotic, yeah. Like, are they trying to
both.
plant this Monday idea right into our subconscious? And what even is Monday anyway?
Exactly. Is it a place, a feeling, a movement? They're definitely holding back, leaving us to connect the dots.
It's true. That air of mystery definitely draws you in.
Certainly fit with this image they're cultivating.
Yeah.
You know, not your typical music group.
Okay, so then there's this document we found called mundeamusic.pdf, and there's this one line that really jumped out. Through struggles, trials, and tribulations, the inspirations grow. It's like instantly evocative. You know, you just get the sense of like raw emotion and creative energy.
Totally. It speaks to the heart of the artistic process, doesn't it? Overcoming obstacles, turning hardship into something beautiful and meaningful.
Which makes me think their music must have some serious depth to it. Like, what genre are we even talking?
Right. It's hard to say for sure without actually hearing it. That single line makes me think soulful, maybe bluesy, with a touch of something raw and powerful. What do you think?
I could totally see that. Ooh, maybe with a little bit of an edge to it too. Okay, so speaking of getting the word out, they're on all the usual platforms, Spotify, Amazon Music, but they also have their own website and they're active on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Talk about covering all their bases.
They're definitely putting themselves out there. And that multi-platform approach is really interesting. It makes me think they're targeting a diverse audience.
Definitely. And the choice of those specific platforms is telling too, like YouTube and Instagram. Visuals, for sure. Music videos, behind the scenes stuff, who knows?
Right. And then there's Facebook, which is all about building a community, connecting with fans on a personal level. It suggests they're interested in fostering genuine engagement, not just racking up likes.
Yeah, makes you think they're in it for the long haul, you know? Building something authentic and lasting. Okay, one more thing from their website. They say, and I quote, "Every product has been patiently and specifically designed to reflect different feelings, vibes, and styles. Take a look through and pick your inspiration." Product, huh? Interesting choice of words.
Product definitely stands out. Why not just say music? It makes me wonder if Mundea is bigger than just the music, you know?
Right.
Maybe product refers to a whole range of creative outlets, artwork, clothing, who knows?
It's like they're hinting at a whole Mundea world, and the music is just our entry point.
Exactly. It goes back to that air of mystery we were talking about.
Yeah.
They give us just enough to pique our curiosity, then leave us wanting more.
And that's exactly what a good deep dive should do, right? It's like we started with a few cryptic clues, and now my mind is racing with possibilities.
It's like we've stumbled onto something really unique here, and we've only just scratched the surface. Who knows what we'll uncover if we keep digging?
And that, my friends, is where you come in. We've thrown out a lot of theories today, but now it's your turn to explore. Go check out Mundo Music for yourselves. See what you make of their music, their visuals, their whole vibe. Does it live up to the hype we've built up today? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
And who knows, maybe you'll uncover some clues we missed. That's the beauty of this whole thing. It's an ongoing mystery.